Remember yesterday and the Wall Street rout? Forget about it. That was yesterday. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 30th of May. Thanks for clicking through. Don't let anybody say that restricting gun sales is bad for business. We've got that story. Consumers pressure Lowe's and they win. Rural housing back in the news, and this time the lack of housing is playing havoc on job opportunities. Governor Reynolds signs into law a major new tax bill, and today we've got a two-part out-to-lunch interview with Eddie Morrow. We had lost an earlier conversation, so we went out to lunch at Jesse's Embers and talked public policy. All of that is just a click away here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. RE/MAX Concepts not only understands the real estate market, their highly skilled professionals are always on duty to ensure your home buying or selling experience is positive. The professionals at RE/MAX Concepts offer you ways to beat other home buyers into the home of your dreams through the Home Finder system. Get to what is hot now. Don't wait. Learn more at realestateconcepts.net. realestateconcepts.net for home buying and selling.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases? Whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We do monitor at IOB underscore News Hour before, during, and after each broadcast. So there, right? Well, if you like roller coasters, you must love the stock market. Today, the Dow closed up 306 points with Boeing, Chevron, and 3M leading. S&P 500 added 1.2% as a rise in U.S. interest rates ushered financial stocks higher, and a rise in oil prices provided relief to a recently battered energy sector. The NASDAQ composite climbed 0.9% amid gains of NVIDIA and Intel. The minor comeback in equities came as European markets stabilized. The euro recovered much of its previous losses with a 0.6% climb against the greenback to $1.16. Crude oil futures also traded higher today, with West Texas Intermediate up 81 cents, or 1.1%. The move upward is likely due to, to tightening supplies, despite expectations that OPEC and its allies will pump more in the second half of 2018. And then Chinese trade negotiations also captured Wall Street's attention today. The White House yesterday decided to continue to pursue action on some $50 billion worth of Chinese goods, and that could stall talks with Beijing, according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. Well, now that you're up to date on what happened on Wall Street and why, you can relax, right? Yeah, yesterday we were down, today we're up. It's a roller coaster. Well, the company said several months ago they were going to restrict the sale of guns, both from the age of buyers to the types of guns they would sell. And people went nuts. And they all called for boycotts of Dick's Sporting Goods, but that didn't work. Today, Dick's Sporting Goods shares jumped by more than 27% after the company beat first quarter expectations and hiked its full-year earnings forecast. So much for boycotts and hurting sales. In February, Dick's stopped selling all assault-style rifles in its stores following the February school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 students and staff members. CEO Ed Stack told analysts in March that it was too early to tell how that decision would affect the company's financial performance in the long term. He said it's probably not going to be positive from a traffic and sales standpoint, but it didn't quite work out that way. Investors worried the move would weigh on Dick's performance, but that clearly didn't happen. Well, while that boycott didn't have much of an impact, something happened at Lowe's that was part of a consumer outrage. We're talking about strippers. Paint strippers, that is. Bowing to public pressure, paint removal products with methylene chloride and NMP will be off Lowe's shelves by the end of the year. An activist group called Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, which had campaigned for such a move, hailed the decision and described Lowe's as the first major U.S. retailer to do so. Methylene chloride has been tied to cancer, reproductive issues, and other conditions, according to Safer Chemicals. The Environmental Protection Agency, back in 2017, proposed a ban that has yet to become law. Meanwhile, NMP is cited as a cause for fetal development problems, including miscarriages. The organization called for competitors, including Home Depot, Walmart, and Menards, to also ban the sale of the products. Today, Consumer Reports says that it now recommends Tesla's Model 3 after its testers found that a recent firmware update improved the car's braking distance by nearly 20 feet. This is a really interesting story. Pay attention to this. This is way cool from the technology standpoint. An initial review by the magazine a week ago said that despite many positives, the Model 3 had some big flaws, including braking slower than a full-size pickup truck. Jake Fisher, who's been with Consumer Reports for 19 years, told Reuters, quote, "I've been at Consumer Reports for 19 years and tested more than 1,000 cars, and I have never seen a car that could improve its track performance with an over-the-air update," end quote. Technology kids. Improved braking distance raised the Model 3's overall score enough for a recommendation, said Consumer Reports, which had also flagged other concerns, including the car's wind noise, stiff ride, and uncomfortable rear seat. The chicken or the egg, but in this case, it's housing or jobs. Rural America is not building enough homes, and so jobs, sometimes better jobs, are going wanting. That's the story of a Creston, Iowa man who is all set to take a job in Columbus, Nebraska for more money and a $500 sign-on bonus. But when it came time for to find a place to live, 25-year-old Austin Steinbeck couldn't find anything that was livable in his price range. Steinbeck told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "What they offered out there was great, but I can't afford to move because I can't afford to rent a house there," end quote. Instead, Mr. Steinbeck will stay in Creston, where he supports his family earning $2 less an hour, power washing farm equipment, and he has no benefits. Fewer homes are being built per household than at any time in U.S. history, and it's even worse in rural communities. Developers in less populated areas can't tap into the economics of scale provided in urban centers, and that makes materials and labor more expensive. Rural areas are also seeing their population stagnate or decline as younger people opt for urban living, adding to the gamble involved in speculative building. The housing shortage in rural communities has become especially acute as unemployment hits record lows. The national unemployment rate in April was at 3.9%. But in Platte County, that includes Columbus and the town where Mr. Steinbeck wanted to move, unemployment fell to 2.7% in March. Housing and jobs. It's a reality issue. The Des Moines Register reports that Iowans will have their state tax bills reduced by an average of $300 annually under a tax cut bill that Governor Kim Reynolds signed today and will likely become a key campaign issue this fall. Reynolds, a Republican who made changes in tax policy a cornerstone of her agenda for the 2018 legislative session, celebrated with other GOP lawmakers in a ceremony at Mobile Demand. That's an eastern Iowa manufacturer of rugged tablet computers. Minority Democrats fiercely opposed the bill, with Senator Matt McCoy of Des Moines predicting it would put state government on a bobsled to bankruptcy. The state tax changes will end federal deductibility, create sales tax on digital goods and services, and reduce both individual and corporate income taxes. Despite lobbying by bankers, the bill does not levy new taxes on credit unions. The tax cut totals about 5% of potential state revenue over the six-year time frame. Speaking of politics, when we come back, we do a makeup session with Eddie Morrow, who's seeking the Democratic nomination to run for Congress in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. We had interviewed Eddie months ago, and then, because of some technical error, we lost most of his interview. We'll make that up today. Click through for a two-part conversation with Eddie Morrow as we go out to lunch at Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll in Des Moines.